If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Now, listen to the sound of my voice. As you focus on it, feel yourself growing drowsier. Soon you will be entirely unable to remain awake. I'm not hypnotizing you, I'm just preparing you for what it's going to be like to listen to the following audio recording. But, as I told myself during the third and final hour of Oppenheimer, just because you slept through it doesn't mean it didn't happen. So, snuggle under that blankie, sit back, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp, the greatest warrior in all of Foon. If you've never listened to the podcast before...
Excuse me, Arnie. How much for this fresh fruit, merchant?
Only
1 silver. Very good. Trent, would you like some fresh fruit?
Ooh, what kind of fruit we talking? Nanners? Raberries?
Yes, they have raberries.
Ooh, yeah, I'll take some raberries.
One box of raberries. And Arnie, would you like any fruit?
I don't really like fruit, but what are raberries?
Oh, raberries, Arnie, they expand your mind.
There you go, sir. 3 gold pieces.
So it's like drugs?
What? No, they're raberries.
Yes, they're just raberries. Would you like one, Arnie?
Use it or toss one. Toss one. I'm going long.
Oh, here you go.
Guys, I don't want to do another episode where you are both on drugs.
I'm just going to have this banana.
What does that do?
This mind-altering banana.
Ooh.
I knew it was a mistake to do this episode outside of the tavern, but it's so excited to be in Northeastia, finally.
Northeastie boys.
Yeah.
Well, we're the Northeastie boys, and we're here in Northeastia.
Poo-poo-chi-chi-poo-poo-poo-chi.
Are you okay, John?
Yeah, no, sorry.
John, are you having a stroke?
When you're on raberries, you always want the people around you to finish what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if I said, you know, the three of us, well, we met in Foon. Pu-pu-cha-ta-pu-pu-pu-cha.
We're going to be hanging out very soon.
Pu-pu-cha-pu-pu-pu-cha.
Yeah, Arnie, you get it. See?
Yeah.
Northeasty boys.
So just every time I say pu-pu-pu-cha.
Yeah.
Yeah, pu-pu-pu-cha.
Pu-pu-pu-cha. Pu-pu-pu-cha. I am the walrus. Sorry, I am so high right now. The raberries. Arnie, I have to ask, the raberries don't last very long, 20 seconds max, from this point forward, moving forward, shit, have I been keeping time? We're off.
Never mind, I can't believe any of this.
Arnie, I wanted to ask, now that I'm sober again,
mm-hmm.
Where did you get this magical tavern? Because, you know, the name of the show is Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
Our first tavern was not magical, but this tavern is imbued with some sort of magic because it grows legs and walks around and wanders. Where did you get it again?
Well, you know, in the time between seasons, we all sort of split up and kind of did a little of our own stuff. You know what I mean? So it'll be all that more exciting when we reconnected.
I want my money back. I don't think this banana is doing jack shit.
I spent the break with the Red Queen Mirzia, who's kind of a villainess, but, you know, we sort of traveled around Foon. I try to help her collect the magical pins that will help destroy all themed restaurants, I think. You know, I was mostly just there for the social aspect of it. I wasn't fully keyed in on what our mission was. And so she's
terrifying.
Were
you terrified the whole time?
All the time. But, you know, we're perma buddies, so you kind of get past the being terrified of, like, the weird handlebars coming out of her head or, like, the sharp knife teeth and stuff like that. She's got a good sense of humor. You know, we got along. It was just a nice change of pace.
She's very sharp, though. Sharp all over.
Sharp all over.
Sharp as a tack. Speaking of themed restaurants, while I was on that Roberry, I had a flash of an idea. Chooters? Is that something?
And this is exactly why.
Explain what it is first.
Okay, it's a little... I'm trying to remember everything I had in the flash of the idea. So it's like Choo Choo's Chow, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But it's Chooters. And what it is we try and get couples who are cheating on each other. We catch them during dinner.
Seems like a hard sell to get people in the door.
Yeah.
Arnie, if you were on the same Roberry I was on, you would be investing immediately.
Now, do the cheaters know that they're coming there because they're cheaters, or do you trick them in some way?
We trick them in some way.
Okay, now I'm back in.
But while they're chewing, we call them out as cheaters. And it's run by me, Choo Choo, so it's Chooters.
Chooters.
Oh, and also all the waitstaff wears tight tunics.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
I just can't wait for all the spit takes.
Oh, yeah.
You're a cheater!
And here's the thing. Clearly, the Red Queen Mirzia is evil. I'm not evil, but I'm willing to join forces with her to stop ideas like this, to stop there being themed restaurants in Foon.
Hmm, interesting. Isidore, do you believe Arnie when he says, I'm not evil? Typically, people who aren't evil don't have to say, I'm not evil.
That's true.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'm not evil.
Yeah, don't
say
that.
I should start mentioning that when I intro myself.
No.
Well, guys, I know you sort of interrupted. Could I start? Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. I'm not evil. If you've never listened to the podcast before,
is that
everything
there?
You need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King, blah, blah, blah. I'm not evil.
Huh. Twice in one intro.
Okay, here's an idea. Wizard's Last Stand.
Okay. Hey, was that the idea?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was
the restaurant.
Wizard's Last Stand. Okay.
Oh, it's a restaurant, not just like you having a last stand.
Okay, let me try and extrapolate what that could possibly be. Wizard's
Please.
Last Stand. So it's, okay. So it's wizards who are dying. They're on their deathbed, and this is their sort of last meal? Or it could be, Arnie, it could
so
be.
So close, Chunt, but totally wrong.
Oh, okay.
What it actually is, it's at the very edge of a cliff. And it's a little hot dog cart, a little stand.
Oh.
And it's Wizard's Last Stand. So you go there, you have a hot dog, maybe some ice cream, and then you jump off of the cliff to your death.
Ooh, yum, yum, yum. Ice cream.
And now do you also trick people into going to this place?
People who cheat, exclusively.
Okay, okay.
And would they jump off the cliff? Would you say that would be like late winter or like midsummer?
Probably midsummer, yeah.
Yeah. And what if they landed because they're wizards, you know, what if they landed and they didn't die?
Well, then I suppose we would just lace all the ice cream and hot dogs with poison.
Smart. So if they don't have a quick, painless death, they'd have a long, painful death.
That's right.
Guys,
what do you guys think?
Maybe
how is
guys,
this? Do you think this is a good theme restaurant?
500
gold.
It's
terrible. It's even somehow worse than
10%. Somehow worse.
I will say maybe this isn't the right time, but. We haven't talked about this, but during the break, didn't both of you separately get into romantic relationships that you sort of thought were going to go somewhere? Both of you got cheated on, and so now you are both kind of a little raw about that? Like, you keep coming up with ideas about punishing cheaters.
Well, I can't really talk about that.
Yeah, Arnie, I don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I had a brief stint with Voluptua. The Peregrine Falcon, who moved way too fast for me, but that has nothing to do with it. And also, you had a shitty idea. Earlier, in the tavern, you told me you were going to open up something called Knowledge Garden.
Yeah.
A restaurant where all the dictionaries were free. Unlimited dictionaries.
What else did one of us tell the other one that they did?
Well, Arnie said that the new tavern, the Wanderlust, he said it could be taught tricks. So that's why I left Centipede behind to try and maybe teach it to roll over. Not with us inside of it, of course, but maybe sit, stay, roll over, beg.
Yeah, let's not teach our magical tavern to do more things that are gonna destroy whatever's inside of it.
Huh, okay, so keep it dumb. Okay.
Yeah, keep it real dumb.
Hmm.
Guys, we're in the big city. We're in Northeastia.
Yeah, we're through the market, and Arnie, look at this. There's a giant ribbon kind of wrapped all around the inside of the market square here. I wonder, I can't really...
There's quite a crowd gathered.
Yeah, I can't really seem to get around it or under it. It must be some sort of magical ribbon.
Oh, looks like there's someone standing up at a podium about to make some sort of pronouncement.
Can't get around it or under it. Reminds me of Linda.
And Linda was a...
I can't talk about it.
And that's why today I have invited all near, far, and next to me to stand in this square and declare it reopened for commerce.
Oh my gosh, guys, it's reopened. It's reopened, the Queen of Northeastia.
Yeah, John, I think she's waiting for a hooray, and everyone got distracted by what you said.
Oh. Shall we try it again, everybody?
Sorry, my bad. That's my bad.
I declare this market to be reopened. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Okay. Hooray!
Well, we shall work... I will create an initiative where we will work on this together. Because that... I mean, I should have told you in advance that there would be a call and response. Great job, everybody. Congratulations.
Yay.
Congratulations,
ooh, thank
all.
You. I feel good about that experience.
Guys, that's Rhiannon. That's our old buddy Rhiannon.
Oh, Rhiannon. What did I... I said reopen. Whoops. That's why everybody paused.
I believe she's here at this opening ceremony because she's the queen now. Last we saw, she was but simply betrothed to the King Tom Blaine.
Yeah, we got to reconnect with the royal family so that they can join forces with us to fight the wizards.
That's right. We must gather our forces and go into our allies, such as Tom Blaine Belleroth, who shall help us defeat the wizards who have taken over vast areas of the land, each under their own domain. Aye, their evil doth surpass even that of the Dark Lord.
Ooh, the ribbon's open.
Ooh.
Hey, Rhiannon.
Hey, Rhiannon, over
yes,
here.
Rhiannon, over Rhiannon. Here. Hey, it's us. We've met before.
Yes,
we're cool.
Yes, my loyal subject. Wait a minute. I know you guys.
Yeah.
I know you guys.
Yeah, it's me, Arnie. I'm not evil.
Oh, my gosh. I just thought you were, like, regular people. Arnie, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, I never thought you were evil. Why did you just say that?
This is an
exactly.
Thing.
And I'm Chunt, if you remember. Yeah. This is Usador.
Hi, Chunt.
Your Majesty.
Oh,
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
Good. You guys don't have to do all of that. Oh, we go God. Way back. You guys saw me when I lived in a sack, when I was sometimes a nut. Don't give me all that stuff right now. How have you been? Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Let me tell my detail that I want to have a quick convo with you guys because they're going to try to usher me off because they're going to think that you guys are like regular people that want to like, you know, talk to me and I'll be like, give the signal when I want to end a conversation.
Sure.
I move my purse from one wrist to the other.
Oh, we're being carried away. Unhand us. Unhand us.
Gentlemen. Stand down. Switching the purse back. I didn't realize that when I did that as an example, that it would be... I mean, every move I make is scrutinized. I mean, this is... Let me just have a quick... These guys are with me.
Yeah.
They're old friends. We go way, way back. So give me a couple minutes.
Yes, we're well known to Rhiannon.
Oh, my goodness. I have to say, it is just a delight to see some people... From before, you know, when I was just a regular milkmaid who sometimes transformed into a woodland acorn. You know, but now I have... Oh, gosh. How have you guys been? Catch me up. What's been going on?
Let's see. I was a ghost for a while, and then I removed the immortality from all wizards, and they're pretty pissed off at me. And they've started taking over vast areas within Foon, creating their own fiefdoms. How are you? How have you been since you became the queen?
Yeah. Unbelievable rise to power.
I mean, you guys, I mean, I feel like there's not a lot of people around me that know me for who I really am. And I have to be honest, there's a lot about this job that is very isolating and very lonely. Oh. Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I am honored to have this position, as most people would be. But it is a lonely time, you know. I've been surrounded by people every minute of the day since I saw you last, and yet I don't think I've had a conversation like this in ages.
Well, it's our pleasure, Your Majesty. Please tell us whatever you wish to speak of, and we shall speak of it with you. The most mundane topics are not off limits. Let us speak of the weather.
Well?
Arnie, speak of the weather.
The weather seems nice. I don't know.
How was that? Was that mundane enough, Your Majesty?
Is this befitting your wants, my queen?
It does seem like nice weather. I didn't realize how much I needed this.
I have a kerchief, but every time I try to hand it to you, one of your guards slaps my hand away.
Yes, because there was an attempt on my life a few months ago, and it was via poisoned handkerchief. So now, of course, that's on the list of watchouts. I know, when I said yes to a life with Tom Blaine, I, of course, knew I was saying yes to love, but I didn't know how restrictive this job would be. And again, oh my gosh, I must sound like a willy pinny ninny just complaining about having the best things in the world. And here I am, just laying it all out for you. But I have to say, you know, the scrutiny I have received is unparalleled. You know, there was a lot of talk when we got together, and there were all the people that were saying, oh, a milkmaid. Well, there's never been a milkmaid in the royal lineage. Mm. How's that gonna work? And what kind of music is she gonna pick for the wedding ceremony? And is her mom gonna wear a hat? And does she even know who her father is? You know, stuff like that.
That's
not fair.
That is not fair. Although I will say I am curious about all those questions. I mean,
what kind of music?
But in a friendly way. Like, what are the, like, not in the, like, judging you kind of way, but just in a getting to know you kind of way. Like, what kind of music does a milkmaid choose for the wedding ceremony?
And my queen.
Yes, please.
I just wanted to comment on how refreshing it is to hear someone of your stature say pinny ninny. I feel like that is such a common phrase, and to hear someone as regal as you mutter it, it fills me with hope for the future. The music.
Well, there are many that would disagree with you, Chunt. I mean, there are many that would say, we don't want a queen that is of the people. We don't want a queen that used to go around expressing the milk of the breasts of the women in town. We don't want a milkmaid.
That's right. I forgot
I thought it was cows.
Yeah. No, it was never cows, you guys. Yeah. It was never cows. It was me traveling around the area, finding women who had recently given birth and who then had their milk come in, right? Mm-hmm. And then I would go express the milk from the breast and give it to the children of the town. And
let me be clear, Your Highness. I am, my eyes are glazing over a little bit, but I assure you, I am listening intently to every detail of this, how this works.
And my queen, if I may, perhaps we could commission some merch that was like a t-shirt, if that makes sense. And over the breast, it says, it was never cows. That might be a popular item, perhaps. You would, of course, receive some honorarium from that.
A percentage, yes. Well, I don't need a percentage because I have more money than I'll ever be allowed to spend.
But back to
the shape of this shirt. So the shirt actually, what are you saying? It looks like a T?
Arnie, this might be better fielded by you.
This is more of an Earth question,
Yeah, it kind of looks like it's in a T-shaped. So it's got short sleeves. But here's the thing that gets confusing about it.
The sleeves are the top of the tee, if that helps.
And,
but does the person have to hold their arms out the entire time in order
for
it to look like a tee?
To keep the structure, to keep the integrity.
Right.
In olden days, but thankfully there have been enough advances that you're allowed to just rest your arms at your side.
Very good. Very
good. Do you know who your father is?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Do you know who your father is?
Do you know who your father is?
Do you know who your father is?
I do know who my father is.
So that was a particularly unfair question of them to be asking.
It was, because I feel like that is a question... Well, the irony is, right, is that you could never ask it of a royal, because of course they know who their father is, right? And they know who their grandfather and their great-great-grandfather and their great-great-great-grandfather, because they're all inbred.
Yeah.
Okay, I said it. I said it, right? They're all related to each other.
Right.
So here I come along, and yes, I have a mother and I have a father. And yes, my father left my mother when I was younger. And yes, he now lives in a different part of the kingdom. And yes, he went to the news people. And he did say, I will tell you all about Rhiannon for this much money.
Yeah.
And of course, they loved that. So they ran that story before our wedding. And so then that makes everybody say, well, why does Rhiannon's father want to talk about Rhiannon but make money from the newspaper people? And as you can imagine, it's just a big, big mess.
He sounds like a despicable cheater to me.
Is he hungry? Do you know if he's ever hungry?
Yeah, is he hungry?
I'm sorry, Rhiannon. These two have been through some stuff.
I don't speak to him often. I'm going to guess that, yes, he is hungry regularly.
Interesting.
And he did cheat. I don't know how you knew that, but...
Just good instincts.
Could you just tell? You could just tell.
We've just been through some stuff, you know, Chunt with Voluptua and me with
Linda. Couldn't remember. I know it's hard.
No, I
doesn't want to remember.
It's hard to say.
But wait. Where are Voluptua and Linda now?
Together.
Why aren't they here with you at the reopened market?
Oh. They're together. Oh,
I have to say that every 5 minutes or so people know why I'm here and being paid to be here.
Oh, you're getting paid?
Because the market is reopened.
You're getting paid?
Yes, I get paid by the taxpayers, and so of course they have a bunch to say about how I spend my day, so I have to show up and cut ribbons and do this stuff. Otherwise, people are like, why are we paying for Rhiannon, and why can't Tom Blaine just, you know, be married to his sister like everybody thinks that's what they want? And
I've never been a fan of that.
Yeah. Gotta say, it produces the most wild chins. You ever notice that?
Yeah, I have noticed that.
Yeah.
Some wild chins, sometimes long, sometimes missing.
Well, let's take a quick break, and my queen, you can go ahead and continue to chat about the opening, and then we'll come back and hear some more about what you've been up to.
Oh, I would love that. Yes, everybody, please move around the market, spend the money that you can't afford on things you don't need. That probably, I shouldn't have said that last part.
Some of them look really confused and scared, like they have to spend that money or they'll be in trouble.
I did just shout that they did. So, to be clear, only spend the money you feel comfortable spending on things that spark joy.
Huh, a lot of guards are dragging people to the stalls. Let's take a quick break.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant eraser foundation.
So, Rhiannon.
Yes.
I hate to ask this, but did your mother wear a hat to your wedding?
She did.
Okay.
But it was a lot of conversation because, of course, people were saying, what kind of hat is she going to wear? And you guys know the traditional milkmaid hat, right?
Oh yeah.
The traditional.
I'm afraid I don't. I'm from another world.
Well, it's a very broad brimmed. It goes way, way, way out and covers a lot of territory. Mm-hmm. And it's simply because back in the day, the woman whose breasts were being expressed wanted to be shielded from the rest of the town watching this, you know, display.
Sure.
So the hat of the milkmaid would tip over the woman whose breasts were being caressed, supplely expressing the milk, right?
Yeah.
Arnie?
Caressed, expressed
okay?
breasts.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Arnie, did you use starch in your pants today?
No, that's okay.
Like 13-year-old on it there for a second.
Yeah, it's interesting. These conversations always take like twice as long when I'm having them with men, when I talk about my old career.
Sure.
And, you know, I can't, if I could pinpoint why, I don't know, I should look into that at some point. But, so this wide-brimmed hat, of course, all of the royal lineage were worried that the hat of a commoner should have no place in a royal wedding. And of course, there were conversations about, you know, the brim would hit people in their head. And then who would she sit with? And then at one point,
the
they
shade.
Said, oh, she could, the shade.
It would provide
they
so much
said,
shade.
It would provide
yeah.
so much
she
shade.
Can wear it, but she would have to sit in her own area by herself because they didn't want her, you know, darting into anybody else's brow or eyeline. So
terrible.
I had to say, you know what? You know what? No hat. No traditional hat. You win. You win, right? And I'm just yelling to no one, right? Because no one's there to hear me, which is part of the crazy making thing about this job. You know, you're just like, you win. Like, who is the you? The greater you?
Yeah.
But there
yeah.
I am yelling it, which makes me look insane, right? And everyone's like, oh, she's getting really, like, uptight about her wedding. No, I'm not. I just don't have 800 years of tradition to care about, right? I just want to marry the man I love. I just want to stand in front of the people that I like and all the goddesses and say, I take Tom Blaine, he takes me, let's go eat and dance, right? But no, yeah. there's all this pomp and circumstance and everybody's got an opinion. And, you know, why was my stepsister trying to sell my story to the newspaper? You know, it's like there's all this drama going on and everybody loves it because they're like, this is what happens when you bring a milkmaid into the royal family. Well, I'm not going to give him the satisfaction.
So your mother remarried. You said you had a stepsister?
My father remarried.
Your father remarried.
A woman I never met. She had two daughters, so they're not even blood related to me. They're like, they're my stepsisters, right? They're his stepdaughters.
Right.
But of course, the minute I'm about to take the throne, they have an opinion about everything. All of a sudden, they're, oh, they spent so much time with me growing up. No, they didn't.
Yeah.
They got married when I was 22. We did not spend time together. We did not even do the high holidays together. But there they are with their opinions.
What are some of your favorite high holidays?
Oh, gosh. Well, of course, the Festival of the Geese and Moon.
Oh
I love the Festival of the Geese and Moon.
Don't you love the Festival of the Geese and Moon?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yes.
So many beautiful dances, so many great rituals.
Arnie, do they have that on Earth? Is that one of the ones that we share?
No, I don't think so. I mean, unless there's some kind of analogy. Could you briefly describe that festival?
Oh, I'd be happy to.
Yes, of course. Yes. Oh, go ahead, please.
Well, you see, in ancient times, long before the counting of time, 12 geese aligned themselves with the goddesses and said that they would bring forth happiness and joy wherever they went in the world. So they spread themselves out across Foon. And then, one night, it was so dark, they all lost track of one another. And all these brothers and sisters who were these geese, they were all siblings, they were afraid. And the goddesses demanded that the moon be born so that they could see each other in the middle of the night, making sure that we never lost track of those we love, even though they're far away.
Oh.
And then you also fill your shoes with chocolate.
Yeah, you put a lot of chocolate in your shoes.
That's my favorite.
And, I mean, if you're celebrating a secular festival, I guess you just put chocolate in your shoes, whatever.
I see.
No, it's the best part. Esor, it's the best part.
All right.
Yum.
Esor, I didn't mean to discount. I didn't mean to discount the geese's journey and their alignment with the goddesses and the dark, dark night that almost separated them for eternity. But as a young girl, weren't you guys just excited to set out your shoes and see which one, the right or left, would be filled with chocolate?
I was so, as a kid, I was so naive because I always thought I would catch the geese pouring the chocolate in my shoes.
Uh-huh.
Then I found out it was just ducks who work for the geese.
Oh.
Yeah, Ani, it's molten hot chocolate that they pour into these shoes.
Huh.
And if you get up too early, you'll burn your foot right off. So you have to wait for the chocolate to cool.
A lot of people say that the holiday was invented by parents who wanted their kids to sleep later.
Oh yeah. I could get behind that.
Like, don't wake up too early or else you're going to put your foot in molten hot chocolate in your shoe. Mm-hmm. And or you're going to see the
hot
chocolate.
And that's where
we
get the expression.
Yeah.
And Arnie, the night before the shoe chocolating, what you do is, as a kid, you leave out chalk and hatchets. And that way... The geese, well, ducks, know that you take things seriously, and they can use the hatchets on you and then draw a chalk outline of where you used to be.
Uh-huh. I guess in every culture, there's a part of growing up where you realize that you were naive and young for believing that geese came and put chocolate in your shoe, and that the real reality as an adult is that it's the ducks that work for the geese that are putting the chocolate in your shoe.
Wait a minute. Do any kids listen to this podcast?
I hope not,
but I think some do.
So much child listening.
Oh, kids, if you are listening, please know that that was just a silly joke that the adults were making. It is the geese that pour the molten lava. I mean, how could ducks do it? That's absurd.
Yeah, it's not ducks who do it. Ducks and all their butt fuckery.
Yeah, ducks don't even have hands.
Yeah. Fucking come on. Ducks.
It's not ducks with their weird duck dicks.
Yeah, their weird Arnie. Duck dicks and all their butt fuckery.
Hey.
What?
You guys.
This is not making it better for kids.
If you're listening.
Okay, let's make it better for kids. Kids, here's a rhyme. I once fucked a duck who sucked my butt. I once fucked a duck who also sucked my butt.
At the same time.
There's a rhyme for you to take into the world. What, Arnie?
Never mind. That's at a very
the same time?
Duck.
Of course at the same time. You never heard of a 48? You've never 48, Arnie.
Can ducks suck?
Arnie.
Oh, Linda.
Anyway.
No.
Thank you.
Your majesty.
Of the queen. Thank you for...
I hope that... we got a little off track there, but I hope that the ceremony was still beautiful and that you had a wonderful wedding day. I'm sorry we couldn't be there.
We didn't seem to get our invitation. I'm so sorry.
You know what? I had no control over who came, and that was the other hard part of it. Every young girl dreams of her wedding day. And when she realizes that she's marrying a man who is an actor who is heir to the throne, but then didn't want to be the king and disguised himself in myriad ways, like, that wasn't the dream I had as a young girl for this day. So there was already a lot going into it concerning my partner, just like, there's a lot going on there. Yeah. And I love Tom Blake. Don't get me wrong. I love that man. But then you add on to it all the restrictions of the royal wedding and the fact that there technically already was a queen because we're all calling Trachy a queen, which I'm like, okay, technically I'm the queen, but like, you can't blow into a family and be like, we're going to rearrange all the titles, especially like if you want to get along with your sister-in-law. Yeah. Which I do, because Trachea is a singular person. She's got a lot that is very unique about her. I really like her, but there's a lot going on there. So it's like,
kind of evil.
Well, you know, I think, like, I'm not going to say that. I hear a lot of other people saying it, but, like, I don't want to perpetuate stories about women that use words. You know, it's sort of like, like, she killed a couple people and used their bones to make furniture. She's quote-unquote evil. Like, I think that that's sort of like a broad, you know what I mean? Like, I want to paint with a more nuanced
brush. We never
brush.
Complain about all the men that do that.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. It's like, where are all the podcasts about that?
Yeah.
It's right. always and, about, like, bitches be crazy, right?
And who's admiring the artistry of the furniture she made?
Well, yes, that's another great question. Yes.
It's made of bones, but she made it. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
still. Let's look at what
she's
did.
Still a craft.
She's very talented, but I'm telling you, it was not a simple dynamic to insert myself into, right? When you're marrying a sure. man who is co-reigning with his sister, who has already been given the title queen, but yet the person who is betrothed and then married to the king is technically the queen, mm. right? Like, yeah. that's the yeah. way it's kind of always been done. But yet she's like, well, because we're co-doing it, like, let's call me the queen. I'm not going to ruffle duck feathers there, right?
Yeah, and it's weird that the rumor is, you know, this brother and sister are co-doing it, but we all know, or at least I've heard rumor from, you know, my little birds, but I've heard that Queen Trachea Aurelia Belleroth, am I saying that right? Queen
yeah,
Trachea,
right.
yeah.
Trachea Aurelia.
Queen T.A., I've heard mm-hmm. that she's actually having an affair with one of her men-in-waiting. His name is Hank Mischief, and what he does is he has these poison handkerchiefs, and what he'll do is he'll, like, go around town and, like, hand these to people and kill them. It's a really wild, wild rumor.
Huh.
Wait a minute.
Oh, it's been 5 minutes and you haven't said...
Man, huh?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to say it's been 5 minutes and you haven't yelled about the opening.
Oh my God, I haven't. Thank you so much, Chun. Attention, everybody who's still here. If you weren't here 15 minutes ago, hello, I am your queen. The market's reopened. If you have heard me say that before, I invite you to keep spending your money, but only if that is fiscally responsible for your family unit. We don't want anybody going into debt because they think they have to spend money here at the market. Does that hip hip? Okay.
Hooray! Hip bones. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we're going to work on the call and response. I mean, that's on me. You can't just turn an event into a call and response, right?
The guards seem to not be letting people leave.
Okay, that might be because I'm here and technically no one can leave until I leave because it's a matter of respect.
Mm-hmm. So, Queen, if you want to go, just go. Don't make us feel bad.
No, I don't want to go. Don't you see? I would rather subjugate all of these people to another few minutes of random shopping so that I can talk to my three friends. This is
now
the most normal
like
conversation I've had. Thank you.
Well, I guess a lot of people are actually shopping because it is only a few weeks until the geese and moon holiday, right? The high
oh,
holiday?
It's coming up.
That's right.
Yeah, I think
the
so.
The festival of the geese and the moon. Yeah, it's coming.
That's
up.
Right.
I'm going to write that down so I don't forget to celebrate it in a couple weeks.
We'll remember, Queen. You were saying?
I just wanted to say, and everybody has to go and buy their secret shawl to give to their gander goose the night before. So. Oh. Arnie, make sure before you leave today that you pick a secret shawl that you want to give to your gander goose, and that happens the night before the molten chocolate. So it's not the night the shoes go out.
Yes.
That's the night before the full moon. But the night before, you go to your gander goose, mm-hmm. who is a secreted person that you've mm-hmm. been assigned to or that you've chosen. And you bestow upon them the shawl that you have picked for them. And then they must wear it for the next 19 days.
Oh. And 2 days after the molten chocolate is when the geese have their plain molten days. And that's when they'll shed all the feathers they used up until the holiday. And then what we do is we collect all of those and we make sort of fake geese out of those molted feathers mm-hmm. to put around town, to put above your hearth. Hearth?
To sleep upon. Some people sleep upon them. They put them in a big bag and they sleep upon them.
Yes, yes, yes.
Arnie, I'm really surprised that you don't remember this holiday. You've been here for 9 years, and every year...
We celebrated it several times.
Every year, Chunt and I exchange shawls, and then we look at you, wondering why you didn't get or give a shawl.
I mean, you do all kinds of weird shit. I don't know. I mean, look, in retrospect...
Then we wear them for 19 days.
In retrospect, have I on numerous occasions been delighted that I found chocolate in my shoe but not asked any follow-up questions? Yes. I'm putting it together now.
And Arnie, you've had to buy a lot of new pairs of boots and shoes, you're not eating the shoe part, are you?
Not on purpose.
Yeah, you don't eat the shoe, just the chocolate out of the shoe.
Sometimes it's hard to know where the chocolate ends.
You can't eat the shoe. You can't eat the shoe, Arnie, because that shows the geese that you don't want chocolate the next year. You're literally destroying the vessel upon which they will pour the molten chocolate 364 days from now. So you need to keep the shoe.
Yeah. And Arnie, they keep a list of everyone who's eaten shoes and who hasn't eaten shoes. And they also have another list, horny or not list. So they know when you're horny and they know when you're not. Kids, if you're listening.
Kids, if you're listening, the geese have nothing to do with that. So if you are feeling horny, that's a separate column of feelings. Then
it's natural.
We want you to not think about the animal right now. Mm,
it's okay. Yeah.
But if you do think about an animal, I mean, truly, it is a spectrum. And that's one of my key initiatives as Queens, is a campaign I'm taking in for all the kids. And it's called It's a Spectrum. Mm-hmm. And whatever, I look at a child and whatever is going on with them, I swear that phrase applies. It applies to everything. They're struggling with memorization. It's a spectrum.
Yeah.
They might be attracted to geese.
I mean, that's the nature of a spectrum. Everything is somewhere on it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So when I came up with it, I was like, this is brilliant. No one can argue with this. And so whenever there's a problem, I say, it's a spectrum. And everyone has to kind of back off and say, you're right, you're right. Mm-hmm. So it's safeguarded a lot of children.
Well, I think we should take a quick break, but when we get back, I want to talk about this banner with your name on it, Rhiannon, because they've spelled Queen, K-W-E-E-N.
Yes.
I want to know more about that.
Oh, I have a story.
There's also this other tapestry where you are screaming into the sky, you win.
Yes, I have a story for that, too.
We'll get to that as well.
Well, we'll get to all this right after the break.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rhiannon, I hope, you know, we've been friends a long time. And
yes,
as I remember correctly, we did help you and Tom Blaine to rediscover your love for each other. But so I hope this isn't too...
Absolutely.
I hope I'm not prying, but how have things been between you and Tom since getting married, since him becoming king?
Arnie,
I know. The last time you saw me. No, it's not. It's the only question to ask, because it's truly the only thing I have going on is my marriage. Yeah.
This doesn't pass the Bechdel test.
The last
Arnie,
time
we told you about the
Bechdel
test. Oh, sorry.
No, please.
No, Queen, please. You. I don't pass the Bechdel test by interrupting you to say that.
but now I want to know what the Bechdel test
is. Don't let me interrupt you answering a question about a man who isn't here. Please, Queen.
One of the geese from the Festival of the Geese in the Moon famously ended up his journey in a dell. So he ended in the dell. He used his beak to see if... He's like, are there any ladies around? And there weren't. So he didn't pass the Bechdel test.
Aha. Uh-huh. Was he happy about that?
No, he was disappointed.
That there were no ladies around? Oh, he wanted ladies around.
Yeah, he wanted to lift up the voices of women, and he didn't have the opportunity because he was a lone male geese in a dell. Just a gander in a dell.
What was the question?
Well, now I don't know if I...
Arnie rudely asked you about your marriage, which is ridiculous because obviously you're living happily ever after. Everybody knows that's how it goes.
Yeah.
It is how it goes, in a general sense. And here's what I have to say. I love Tom Blaine more than anything, and I would follow that man to the ends of the earth. I mean, I literally did. I literally was like, let me give up my career. Let me move to a place I've never been. Let me literally create myself into something I wasn't. This is sounding super pathetic as I say this out loud. Oh, my God.
Let's not forget the part about how, as an acorn, you would frequently be up his butt. As I remember.
Oh, well, yeah. That feels okay to me because there was mutual consent.
Yeah, it's empowering.
I mean, I enjoyed
that.
Yeah, I enjoyed it just as much as Tom. A lot of people are like, oh, but how? You're not receiving any pleasure. But to give pleasure is very pleasurable in and of itself. So that part is not as problematic as everything I listed before it about forsaking my entire identity to land a man.
Right.
Huh.
Queen.
Yes.
I hate to put you on the spot. Is the acorn here with us today?
I do turn into an acorn from time to time when I'm with certain constituents that I think would react well to an acorn or hearing from an acorn.
I'm sorry. It's not a party trick. I should respect. I'm so sorry, Queen. Acorn does not have to be here.
I'm happy to do it because you knew me then and you know me now, and you're not asking from a place of like, oh, I want to say that I saw the queen turn into an acorn and back. You're hearkening back to when we all first met and I truly was a little acorn in a sack and you had to help me out. So here we go. Here we go. Are you ready?
Okay.
Boy,
okay.
This is going to cause, everyone is stuck around for the ribbon. You're welcome, everyone who came for a ribbon cutting, and we'll now see me turn into an acorn. Yeah. And again, I have to work on the call and response. I guess I should have said, whatever, I'll get back to that. Okay, ready? Here we go.
Wow.
Hello.
Oh, wait. Oh, your guards think you disappeared. Your guards are freaking out.
Oh, they're talking about me. Get out of me. Get out of me.
Oh, no. You guys,
see?
It's me. I'm back. I forgot to tell you guys. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, guys. I forgot to tell you. These are my old friends. They're like my old friends.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to turn into an acorn really quickly. I'm going to drop to the ground. One of them will probably pick me up so we can continue the conversation. It'll just be a minute or two. So you can all stand back, stand by, stand back and stand by. That old chestnut. Stand back and stand by that old chestnut for this
acorn.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good nuts on both sides.
Right? I always say that. Okay, ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, Arnie, pick her up.
Oh, shit. Well, guard keeps slapping my hand. Keep trying. Okay, look.
Guys, stop slapping his hand. It's me.
I'll pick her up. Back off, pig. Sorry, there was a pig that got out of its stall.
Nice. Smart to use Mage Hand to pick her up there. Oh, hey. There you are, Queen.
Yeah. So here I am. I don't do it often because there aren't that many people. First of all, the respect value goes immediately down. As soon as you, like, transform and you're on the ground and someone has to pick you up to talk to them, you immediately lose cred, right? It's like your status is in the toilet. So I don't do it very often unless I'm meeting with people that are very low to the ground. Then they find it less intimidating. You know, their queen is one of them. She rolls around in the dirt.
Do you mind me asking who are the people you meet with who are very close to the ground?
Who are the people in my neighborhood?
Yeah.
Some of the lowland people were literally lowland. I mean, that's where the name comes from, the people of the lowlands. It's not because the land is low. It's because they're so low to the land.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know that either until I became queen.
Yeah, in ancient times, there used to be a lot of rivalries between lowland towns where it was like, how low can you go?
Mm-hmm.
You just go lower and lower.
And sometimes, then we would say to them, you know, get low. Get low, get low, get low, right? And then they all have to decide how low are they going to, as like, is it to the windows? Is it to the walls? Mm-hmm. So there is this great debate.
And it stops there.
Yeah.
There's a great debate about
it didn't stop there?
Arnie, how low can you go? Disgusting. Sorry. I know what you're thinking.
So, yeah.
Queen, I noticed, I don't know if this is a problem, I noticed a lot of the people who were shopping are now sort of staring at you with mouths agape and eyes wide like they're horrified or surprised, and a lot of your guards in black seem to be erasing their memories?
Yeah, I asked them to do that because once people see me do this, and they won't erase your memory, okay, I'll tell them not to.
Like to see them try.
Once people see me do this, it becomes a thing, right? It's like I show up at parties and they're like, turn into an acorn, or I'm, you know, going about a royal decree day, and I've put a lot of work into it, and I read from the scroll, and then one dude in the back is like, turn into an acorn. And I'm more than that, you know? It's the equivalent of, you know, when I used to be a milkmaid, they're like, show us her breasts. And I'm like, sir, that is a separate woman. Her breasts do not belong to me. I am gently caressing them and bringing forth the milk. Arnie, you okay?
Do you need a drooling? Yes, I'm drooling.
Sorry, just thinking. Just listening really hard.
You drooled on me.
Now, Rhiannon, I noticed something that you just said. You said when I used to be a milkmaid, and you had recently lamented about giving up your career, what is stopping you as queen, K-W-E-E-N, from continuing to express the milk from the breasts of women?
You know, that is such a great question. And I think the answer is me. I think I'm stopping myself. I think that I have become this new person, and I am limiting the things that I believe I can still do. I mean, I have to assume that the recently birthed women of the village would allow me into their bedrooms to slowly take off their garments and
Arnie, back
caress
up, dude.
Their
sorry.
And caress their breasts gently until the milk comes forth. I would assume that would be okay, whether it's your queen or just an average milkmaid, but somehow I feel like I've limited what I can see myself doing now. Does that make sense?
Oh, queen. No, queen, don't regress. Express the undressed breasts. I insist. Sorry, insist.
Don't say it like that.
This is why they need the big hat.
Gotta get those big hats back.
Yeah, the big hats really do. I mean, they keep the creepers away, right? Because sometimes you'd be amazed at the minute I show up, people are like, oh, I just came in to, do you know where the hammer is? Or, you know, all of a sudden, like, a lot of the men have to do, like, a chore that's literally been on the list.
Yeah, it's like a baker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Suddenly a baker's like, where's the hammer? It's like, why do you need a hammer? You know what he's there for.
Exactly.
Disgusting behavior. Where does this usually happen?
Arnie,
a map? Where'd you get a map from?
Yeah, could you point?
Well, nobody knows. It happens where the women who have most recently given birth live. We make house calls, so we go to the breasts. We don't make the breasts come to us, right?
Okay.
So we go to the breasts.
What a beautiful slogan.
So, yeah, I could be anywhere. I could be anywhere all over the land in a day. You know, it just depends on who's recently given birth and has a big, round bosom that needs to be slowly cajoled into expressing the sweet, sweet milk that once nurtured us all.
I mean, honestly, you wouldn't even need to go to their home if... women of the market, is anyone here? Are your breasts heavy with milk?
Arnie, you're levitating as if a cooling pie on a windowsill had its ascent turn into a hand and did a come-hither motion upward. What's going on, buddy?
Sorry, I'm just really engaged with this interview.
But I don't have my traditional hat with me here at the market, so I would not feel right about asking any woman who's heaving ridiculously large breasts. Because have you gentlemen seen the breast of a woman who's recently given birth? It is comically huge. I mean, it is. It's like, it's almost insane where you're like, this does not make sense. Like, why? Your body just got toe up from the flow up. So why now would your breasts look like they are about to split open?
Right.
Right? Yeah. Like, if they're touched in the wrong way, it just looks like they might just, like, burst like a balloon and float into space, never to be seen again. So, yes,
pardon me for one moment, Your Majesty. I'm sorry, young woman. I'm sorry I called you over here. All dozen of you, please. Just return to the audience. Go about your marketing. Go about your market shopping. I'm afraid that the Queen shan't be able to express your milk here today.
Yeah, so
because she
right.
lacks a hat.
Well, she lacks a hat, everyone, and also she's an acorn, and we can't have her nut on your breast. So, everyone, please, please walk away.
Thank you for coming by. Thank you for being.
Thank
here
you for
today.
Coming by. Hip
Thank
hip,
you.
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Okay, see, now that was pretty good when you led the hip hip. Maybe I'm not commanding a hooray. Maybe my hip does not command a hooray.
Well, they are small and humble. Maybe you could, I don't know, maybe you could put a little more. Well, you're also an acorn. My queen, please turn back to your I don't want to say
yes.
usual self, but yes.
Yes. Okay, guards, please commence in erasing everybody's memory, but not these three. They get to keep their memories because they are my special friends. They don't treat me differently, blah 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 blah. Okay.
Oh, welcome back, Rhiannon.
Your
thank
Majesty.
You.
Your Majesty.
Thank you.
Well, I suppose we should be on our way, but we've been hoping to have an audience with your husband, Tomlin.
Oh, he would love that. You must come by the castle. You simply must, okay? Tom Blaine would be thrilled to see three of his old friends. Are you kidding me? He talks of you often and how much you had Aww. To do to help him to get to the throne. I mean, you guys were there for all the highlights, all the weird and very bizarre highlights, the road
very
that
bizarre.
Led to him becoming the king. And this is a great time to stop by because his sister's out of town.
Oh.
She went to a different part of the kingdom she's over in the highlands doing, I don't know, they wear skirts and hunt things.
Do you know about the highlands, Arnie?
I don't know if Arnie's aware of this, Your Majesty. The highlands are where people are very tall.
And it used to be an ancient competition to see who could get higher and taller.
You'd think it was named that way because of the lands and how high they are.
Arnie, you're drawing breasts on a map. Let me smack your hand here.
Sorry, I just have some theories.
Theories about... Wait, are you drawing... What are you drawing?
If you connect all these dots, they start to look like a breast. I think I found... I think there's something going on.
Well, Queen, we'll be on our way. Thank you so much for giving us an audience with you. And it's great to see, Queen, if I may address you as such, it's great to see an old friend.
Please never stop thinking of me as your old friend. I implore you to stop by the castle as often as you are near, because to see you all reminds me of the life I used to have. I enjoy my life now. Again, don't get me wrong. Everybody would kill to have this job, but it is just... sometimes a total fucking drag. But to see you here today, to remind myself, oh my god, I did used to hide in a nutsack. I did used to trick the man I love into loving me. I did have a life before ribbon cuttings and unanswered hip hips. Well, it's just made my heart full.
Yes, Your Majesty. It's been wonderful to see you, but we must go quickly. Here come the guards in black.
Oh, they're trying to erase our memory. Ha-ha! My memory can't be erased. Although I do get sad when I see eggs now. Guys, what's that about? Arnie? Usador?
Sure, we can't tell them.
No, not them. No, not them. They're with me. They're my posse. They're my boys. Not them.
I will say the thing about this guard. He makes us look good.
For real, kids, if you're listening, our legal team will be in touch shortly to help you understand what you just experienced and answer the questions it may have raised in your innocent minds. There will be a lot of paperwork to sign. Have patience with our legal team. They're exhausted. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Queen Rhiannon, a.k.a. Alice P. Korn, the Talking Nut, was played by special guest Kate James. Contact Kate about bringing her custom corporate workshop, Backing Away from Yes End, to your workplace It's an immersive experience for companies who have gone in a little too hard on bringing improv to business and need to get back to just actually being good at things. Price packages range from a week-long offsite to Kate just hanging out in your break room, pulling people aside randomly and saying, "You know what you do that a lot of people here have a problem with? Call now. Kate's schedule is open." Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by the support of one deranged millionaire. No, wait, that was the stretch goal. We're made possible by thousands of savvy middle-class peasants, aka supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon, with names like, oh, I don't know, Scott Loco, Randy Field, Amanda Burton, Bradney Evans, John Paul Kilcrease, DJ Eschenroder, who gets you on the dance floor and then prevents you from leaving through a series of staircases that all lead back to themselves, David G. Abbott, Micah Soskogis, Lynn Weichel-Mursky, Aaron Gillum, James Thurston Kalinor, geez, James, were your parents an elf in a smoking jacket? Daniel Kubank, Mech Morier, Micah Christie, Gus, Stu Masterson, Madrona, Diego de los Reyes, Renzo, Kent Thompson, and Mike Nesmith. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. And if you always wanted to see what a live show looks like, why not? Horses run into burning barns. There's a few videos of them on Patreon as well. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Sage GC. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Pope.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.